On this week's StoryCorps in Cincinnati, Michael Rebrovich was a practicing therapist struggling with his own depression, or at least that's what he thought, as he tells his friend Barbara Stringer in this emotional conversation.
Can you take me back to where you were a year before now? What happened that was the turning point and changed everything for you?
Yes. I have 2 graduate degrees. I was a New York State All-Star football player, and just as the cliche says, you know, it can happen to anybody. I became incredibly depressed, having been, you know, mostly depressed most of my life. It gradually gotten to a point where I was unable to function. I became isolated, and ultimately, finally, I was delusional. I just thought I needed a better psychiatric cure than I had been trying. I'm a trained counselor. I had private practice for 35 years, and I had tried to treat my depression all my life through psychiatric ways. I can tell you I did get a lot of benefit from that, but I never really got over my depression. I used up all my retirement funds. I had no income coming in from my practice. And then I got evicted from my apartment I was in. I lost everything. I lost all my possessions. Literally, they were thrown out the window when I was evicted because I failed to have my electricity on. I lost my practice, my marriage, and ultimately, I lost my dignity. I became homeless. I basically roamed the streets and looking for food, trying to find my way home. At my bottom, after sleeping on a metal bench at a bus stop for 3 nights in a row, a miracle happened to me. An ex-client of mine, a couple, drove by and saw me on the bench. And the husband came back and took me to the hospital. There, I was met by a neurologist. And he said, "Michael, I don't think your depression is psychiatric." He said, "I think you may have a brain tumor." And it turns out he was one of a handful of people studying a connection between depression and brain tumors. Well, a CT scan later, oh my God, there it was. I was in incredible shock and horror, but I had a massive brain tumor that I had out, fortunately, successfully removed 2 days later. And then I had a lot of rehab, both as a resident and then in my home, but I was able to get into my own apartment. I haven't had a day of depression ever since the tumor was removed.
I just wonder if you were still kind of identifying as homeless. Like, I'm kind of intrigued with your identity for all those years up to age 60 plus was one thing.
Yes.
And then rather suddenly, you became homeless, and it seemed like it didn't take you long to really identify as homeless.
I needed to lose that old identity because it was not one that supported me the way I dreamed of being supported. And ironically, being homeless was like declaring material stuff didn't matter anymore. All that mattered was trusting in God and providing service in the world and having positive impact in the community and loving people and letting people love me and taking care of myself, Barb. I learned to take care of myself finally.
StoryCorps in Cincinnati is a presentation of Cincinnati Public Radio. Thanks to the Carol Ann and Ralph V. Hale Jr. U.S. Bank Foundation and the Johnson Foundation for their support.